It was a nice retirement party.
I guess. Still, it's a shame Professor Rothman was forced to step down.
What choice did the university have? He snapped. It happens to theoretical physicists all the time.
I wonder how long Sheldon's got.
These shrimp are all the same size. Just got a logical order to eat them in.
Can't be very long.
Hey, look. There's Rothman's empty office. Sad.
Yeah, indeed.
So sad.
Dibs.
Sheldon sweeps into the office.
What's up, fellas?
What are you doing here, Kripke?
Measuring my new office for Dwapes.
This is not your office. It hasn't been assigned yet.
Wong, I called dibs at the Christmas party when Professor Wattman tried to have intercourse with the Toys for Tots collection box.
Dibs? I mean, this is a university, not a playground. Offices are not assigned because someone called dibs.
You just called dibs.
Shut it. Offices are assigned by seniority. I arrived at the university first.
I arrived at the office first. I'm the proverbial Uri bird.
Gentlemen? Professor Rothman? Professor Rothman.
He's naked.
Good evening.
He puts on his hat, then leaves.
I'm glad that men are wearing hats again. They're so distinguished.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with the Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory, created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Brady.
I got you a little something.
A little something?
Amy carries a large wrapped object into Penny's apartment.
What? This is huge!
What's huge is what you've done for me.
Oh, no, Amy, I haven't done anything.
No, before I met you, I was a mousy wallflower. But look at me now. I'm like some kind of downtown hipster party girl. With a posse, a boyfriend, and a new lace bra that hooks in the front of all things. Open it.
Okay.
It's a huge, cheesy oil painting of Amy with her arm around Penny's shoulders.
I wanted to get you something you didn't have.
Wow. I don't know what just... Wow.
Do you like it?
Do I like it? Wow.
So, where are you going to hang it?
Oh, my God. Hang it. Wow. You know, I'd have to get a hook and nails and a hammer. And
no problem.
Oh, look. You got it all right there. Wow.
A man enters the gents' toilets.
I found him. He's in the bathroom. President Siebert.
Can't this wait?
I'm sorry. We just need a word.
Now? You realize I'm your boss and I'm holding my penis.
Sheldon, give the man some privacy. I'm sorry, this guy's got no respect for boundaries.
What do you want?
Will you tell this lunatic that Professor Wattman's office is rightfully mine?
Can't you take this up with your department chairman?
We tried. His assistant said he was on sabbatical, although we distinctly heard his office window open and shut.
Gentlemen, there's a task I'm trying to accomplish here, and I'm having trouble doing it.
Oh, my. President Siebert, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but difficulty initiating a urine stream could be a symptom of benign prostatic hyperplasia. If you're interested, I can send you a link to a YouTube video that'll show you how to perform your own rectal exam. Helpful hint, trim your nails first.
Ignore him, President Siebert. I'm sure a young man such as yourself has a perfectly... healthy prostate?
Oh, he's just trying to butter you up. And for the record, butter is an excellent lubricant for your rectal exam.
Gentlemen, I'm going to allow the two of you to work this out because A, you're both brilliant scientists, and B, as far as who gets Rothman's office, I couldn't give the furry crack of a rat's behind.
He walks out.
Well, as long as we're here, I might as well take a week.
Kripke?
Yes?
You're in my spot.
Kripke switches uranus. Staring at the oil painting, which is now hanging by the door, Bernadette and a miserable-looking Penny let out a sigh.
That is big.
So big.
ugly.
So ugly.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know. You can't take it down. You'll break her heart. Look at that face. That enormous, unsettling, crazy face.
Is there any chance I'll learn to love it?
It depends. Do you like pictures of yourself where you look like a man?
All right, it's gotta go.
What will you tell Amy?
How about I tell her the painting makes you feel jealous because you're not in it?
Nuh-uh. What if she gets me one? I already have a picture of me and Howard's mom getting our hair cornrowed in Venice Beach. I've suffered enough.
Well, I guess I could take it down and put it up when she comes over, but it's kind of heavy.
Too bad you're not as strong as the dude in the painting.
Would you look at this? I paid $25 to some kid on eBay for a handcrafted Harry Potter wand. He sent me a stick. He went into his backyard. He picked up a stick.
It's numbered.
Ooh, limited edition. Nice.
Oh, that'll be Kripke.
What's he doing here?
We're going to work this office situation out like gentlemen. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to poison his tea.
Koopa?
Kripke, come in. I'm making tea. Would you like a cup?
Am I wearing a summer frock? No, I don't want tea. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Fine. In the interest of preserving our friendship...
We're not friends.
Well, that's a little hard to hear, but all right. As you know, the essence of diplomacy is compromise. With that in mind, I propose the following. I will take Rothman's office, and you will find a way to be okay with that.
How about I take Rothman's office, and you go suck a woman?
You sure I can't get you that cup of tea?
How about you decide this with rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
What's that?
Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock was created by internet pioneer Sam Cass as an improvement on the classic game Rock, Paper, Scissors. All hail Sam Cass. Hail.
How does it work?
Oh, it's very simple. Scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard. Lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors. Scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper. Paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock. And as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, of course. Scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock. Rock crushes lizard. Lizard poisons Spock. Spock smashes scissors. Scissors decapitates lizard. Lizard eats paper. Paper disproves Spock. Spock vaporizes rock. And as it always has, rock crushes scissors.
Almost got it. One more time?
Sure. Scissors cuts paper. Paper covers rock.
Sheldon,
rock
stop. I'm screwing with you.
Is he? Well, then. Seems we have reached an impasse. I see no other option than to challenge you to a duel. I'd smack you with a glove, but just last week I packed away my winter things.
It's the 21st century. You can't have a duel.
Hang on, Howard. Barry, how good of a shot are you?
Not pistols, mines. A trivia contest, and you may choose the field of battle. Star Trek trivia, Star Trek Next Generation trivia, Star Trek Deep Space Nine trivia, Star Trek Voyager trivia, or model trains.
You have a complete advantage in trivia. You have an eidetic memory, plus I haven't watched Star Trek since I discovered the strip club near my apartment has a free buffet.
It's gonna be hard to find something you're both equally good at.
Is there anything you're both equally bad at?
Sports.
All right, this is one-on-one. First person to five wins the office. Any questions? Yes, Sheldon.
Five what?
Balls in the basket.
Leonard tosses the basketball, but both Sheldon and Kripke move out of the way. Later, Sheldon clumsily dribbles the ball, then flings it aimlessly into the corner of the gym hall.
It's that way.
Now, with Sheldon marking him tamely, Kripke dribbles the ball with precise, methodical steps into the wall.
again.
Went out of womb?
You know all those terrible things bullies used to do to us?
Yeah.
I get it.
Kripke and Sheldon chase the ball one way, then another. The ball hits the back of Sheldon's head.
Hey! He did that on purpose!
No, he didn't. Nothing that's happening here is being done on purpose. Okay, forget one-on-one. Let's try a free throw contest. First person who makes a basket wins the office.
Make it too easy there, Hofstadter.
Nope, no, I'm not.
Use the force, Sheldon. Use the force.
He misses the basket.
I'm gonna need more force.
All right, Cooper. Prepare to have your heart broken.
Kripke throws the ball so hard, it doesn't come back down.
Do I get points for that?
Now, Sheldon's bouncing on a trampette, so he's closer to the hoop. He still misses. Kripke takes a running jump at the hoop and lands flat on his face. Both men are panting and sweating.
All right, we gave it 45 minutes. It's no longer funny. Let's try something else.
What do you propose?
On the count of three, both of you bounce the balls as hard as you can. The highest bounce wins the office.
Oh, you are going down, Cooper.
I don't think so, Kripke. I've bounced many a rubber ball in my day.
All right, that's enough trash talk. One, two, three.
Sheldon was higher.
Congratulations, Sheldon. You win the office.
Who's unsatisfactory in PE now?
The girls are watching TV at Penny's.
Oh, what a great movie.
I cannot believe you've never seen Grease.
My mother didn't allow me to watch it. She was afraid it might encourage me to join a gang.
Burly. My company's testing a new steroid that supposedly doesn't shrink testicles, and the last one there has to do the measuring.
Guess I should get going, too. Good night, painting Penny. Good night, real Penny.
Good night, real Amy.
You don't have to say good night to painting Amy because she's never leaving.
Good night, real Penny.
Bye.
Good night, transvestite Penny.
Okay, let us kick you off the wall. Out of sight, out of mind. I wish.
You know, can I borrow that movie? Those singing hooligans really got my motor running.
Sure, enjoy. I mean, you get it back to me when you can, or you know what? Actually, you keep it. It's just gonna be my gift to you.
Thank you. Wait, where'd the painting go?
Right over there.
Why?
I have no idea. That is weird.
You hate it.
No. It's just a little big.
I feel like an idiot.
Oh, come on, you're not an idiot. Look, just help me put it back up.
Why? So you can just take it down when I leave? I don't need your pity.
Oh, Amy, come on.
I'm just glad I didn't go for the sculpture.
Ah, the spoils. I see why victors love them.
I'm happy for you, Sheldon, but I have to admit I'm going to miss sharing an office with you.
Oh, of course you are. Well, feel free to drop by anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, call first.
The naked Professor Rothman standing behind the door.
Oh, hello.
Professor Rothman, this isn't your office anymore. You're retired.
I think the word you're looking for is invisible.
I came to say I'm sorry.
Don't bother.
Oh, Amy, please.
I'm so humiliated. I sat there the whole time that we were watching Grease thinking you liked the painting.
I know.
I was a fool from Summer Lovin' to the very last ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-a-ding-a-dong.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I should have been honest with you and told you the gift was too much.
Yes, too much. Because our friendship is fundamentally asymmetrical. I clearly like you more than you like me.
I don't think you can put a number on how much one person likes another.
I bought you a painting that's 12 square feet in area. There's a number.
Amy, come.
If you don't like feet, you can try dollars. The painting set me back $3,000.
Oh, my God. Look, Amy, all you need to know is you are my friend, and I don't want to lose you out of my life.
I'm sorry. I'm just having trouble believing you right now.
Grab your hammer.
No, damage is done.
Okay, look, I didn't want to say this, but the real reason I took the painting down was because it made Bernadette very jealous.
Oh, my goodness, how could I have not seen that? The painting is a constant reminder that of the three of us, she is the least cool.
Yeah, that's what it is, so.
You have such a good heart.
Yeah, I try.
Come on.
Well, where are we going?
We're gonna go put this painting back up in your apartment.
Well, what about Bernadette?
She's just lucky we let her hang out with us.
In his new office, a windswept Sheldon's trying to stick a sheet of paper over a wall vent that's blowing out air. With his free hand, he reaches for some sticky tape, but it gets stuck to his fingers and he can't shake it off. Leonard, Howard, and Raj swing by.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to raise the temperature in here before my nipples tear through my shirt.
Why don't you just turn up the thermostat?
Aha, good question. It turns out the thermostat for my new office isn't in my new office. No, it's next door in Professor Davenport's office, who is currently enjoying the hot flashes associated with menopause.
Why is there a hole here?
Why is there a hole in my new office? I've narrowed it down to two possibilities. There was something in the wall that someone outside the wall wanted, or the more disturbing, there was something in the wall that wanted out.
At least you finally got a window that opens. That's nice.
Is it? Listen.
What, you don't like wind chimes?
No, I hate them, but it gets worse. There it is. It's completely out of tune with the wind chimes.
So?
You don't get it, do you? That's a mockingbird. Mockingbirds can change their song, which means he's out of tune on purpose. He's mocking me. Oh, dear. There it is again. Do you feel it? The vibration. We are directly underneath the geology lab, and they're running their confounded sieve shakers again. Hey, gravel monkeys! You need to shake rocks? Try jiggling your heads around!
Sheldon, relax.
How can I relax? My nervous system is being stretched out like the strings of a harp and blocked by holes and birds and wind and the low-hanging scrotum of the difficult-to-evict Professor Rothman.
If you're not happy, why don't you just let Kripke have the office?
Wait, and let him win? Do I look crazy to you? We're trying to think down here, you geode-loving feldspar jockeys! And you! The notes are C, D, E, G, and A. You pick one, or I'm chopping down that tree!
How's that?
A little higher on the right.
Now?
A little more. Oh, that's got it.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I'll let you in on a little secret. Originally, we were painted nude.
Penny blinks as she absorbs the news.
But I had him add clothes because I thought it was an unnecessary challenge to our heterosexuality.
Yeah, good call.
But if you ever change your mind, all it would take is some warm soapy water and a couple of sponges.
You're talking about the painting, right?
Sure.
Sheldon's head's in the hall.
What happened?
I was trying to see what was in here, and my head got stuck.
Why would you do that?
It's called scientific curiosity. Now go get butter.
Hang in there, I'll be right back.
Instead of leaving, Leonard gets out his mobile and photographs Sheldon's backside sticking up in the air.